all of these policies really affected our mobility and ability to farm. We did have really good farmers within the Treaty 4 and Treaty 6 areas, and unfortunately, the settler farmers were not happy with the advancement of farming that First Nations were doing just after treaties were signed. And that's when the policies started to come into place where they prohibited a lot of our mobility rights and our ability to farm. And unfortunately, it still remained to this day where we never realized on the treaty right to agriculture until the agriculture benefit settlement agreements were settled in first Treaty 8 area, became the treaty area, and set a precedent formula for the rest of the treaty areas like Treaty 4 and Treaty 6 and other treaty areas that are settling on the settlement agreements at this time.